listening with love to the word. In conversation through hurting, healing and hope. Week 2. Abandoned.
You've picked a lovely, well-known piece of scripture from St. Mark's Gospel. I'm just wondering what it means to you.
Yes, the picture is one that's familiar to everyone, where Peter denies knowing Jesus in the courtyard. And I think it's the way that denies him 3 times. And for me, that is something I've had to live with for a long time. And the phrase that sticks out is when I was abused from an early age, that happened within the family, and then someone who came to babysit. And so I learnt to deny that it had happened. It was a safe place for me to do. But later on in life, when I tried to speak to my sister about it, she said, it wasn't the same for me, so I don't want to know. And that hurt a great deal. And that denial of it happening, because it hadn't happened to her, so she didn't want to know about it. But it's also the pretend I go through within the family that we don't talk about it. It never happened, it never occurred. And so I feel like I'm on the outside all the time. In the end, I learned to deny that it happened, so much so that I blocked it out and had no memory of any of the abuse that took place. For me, it was Jesus sort of knowing and standing there, knowing that this was taking place and that Peter was denying it. It must have hurt him a great deal. And for myself, my sister saying that she wasn't bothered hurt me more than anyone else, because I needed someone to listen. I needed someone that to say, yes, it was all right, it did happen. And some of mine was physical abuse, not just sexual. And the physical abuse made me vulnerable to the sexual abuse happening, because I had learnt just to accept all these things. And at the point where I was hit for the last time, everybody in the family pretended it happened, and I had to go and apologise to the person who had hit me, because they had hit me, for me to say sorry to them. And I became very confused about all this. And the second part of Mark's Gospel that I've chosen is a bit later on, is when Jesus cries out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because it was this point, that's what I thought God had done. God had given up on me. I was a bad person. And some of this was reinforced by some of the RE teaching that I had at school. I had sinned too much. And I didn't know how to get rid of these sins. And then that God wouldn't want to know me. And so my whole point was that I would try and get back in God's good books by going to Mass every day, because I hoped that if I went to Mass every day, that I would become a good person and that God might like me again. Because I just thought, I didn't understand why God had given up on me and that he didn't send anyone to help when I used to pray to get me out of what I was living in, to get me out of the misery that I was in. And I think some of the things of me thinking that I was a bad person, I was so desperate to have a particular person out of my life that I would lie in bed and try and work out how I could do this without being caught or having to go to prison. And that made me feel really guilty. And I knew that, because I was told that God watched everything that you did and he could see from heaven everything you were doing, that he would know I was thinking these wicked thoughts. And he would know that I wanted to kill the person who was hurting me so much. And if I could have got away with it, I would have done. But I was too scared of being caught and ending up in prison. And because it says in my thought, words and deeds, because he would know what I was thinking and he would see. But in my confusion, I didn't understand. If he could see what the people were doing to me, why he didn't stop it, why he didn't care enough about me, and why he had let this happen. I mean, I didn't at the time understand, more as I do now, that it's man's choice to do these things. God doesn't make them do it. Man chooses your human choice, that's that free will. But as a child, I didn't understand that. As a young person, I didn't. And that sheer abandonment and loss. And the only safe place I'd got to go was church. It was the place I felt safe. Because no one could get to me there. No one could hit me there. No one could make me do things I didn't want to do. And I hoped beyond hope that one day that God would listen. And there was something about Christ shouting, my God, why have you forsaken me, that just resonated, because I was really perplexed by Jesus would shout that. I'm not talking as an adult here, I'm talking as a child. And it's the one thing that's always stuck in my mind, and the power of the words, and I can't do the Eloi, I can't pronounce it properly, but it always leaves me sort of strange goose pimply feeling when the priest says that and reads the gospel of the Passion, and there's a sort of silence before it explains what it is. It's that desperation and that fear. And I so relate to that desperation and fear. Waiting for when the next hit or thrashing would come. Waiting for that next emotional abuse to be told how rubbish and bad I was. And I wasn't good at anything. So that I would crave any affection that I had. So being then sexually abused didn't seem somebody initially starts with someone taking notice of you and paying an interest to, and I was desperate for that. So I can see how I became vulnerable for that because of the physical abuse that took place already. And the isolation I then put myself in. And then as I grew up, I denied any of this had happened. I blanked it all out. I pushed it all to one side and I carried on life as normal as if none of this had happened. But deep inside me was this great big empty hole and emptiness. But the side was that I would deny anything had happened. I didn't talk about any trauma. I didn't talk about anything. And people didn't get to know me. Because if they got to know me, they might dig a bit deeper and get to find out some of the things I didn't want to know that made me a bad person and made people that I think would think wanted to reject me. So these scripture readings, for me, show me that I think now, as an adult, that Jesus, Peter denying him, I realise that Jesus understands that desperation. That nobody wants to know. I also realise that Jesus understands that feeling of abandonment. And I find it easier to think about Christ as a friend that I would talk to. And that's how I've come to terms with it today. That he does have an understanding of this. And that somewhere when I'm in a good space, I can feel him close. But when in a bad space, he's a distance. But he's not given up on me. And Christ has an understanding because of what happened to him, that he is there and he always was. And he must have been crying at the same time I was crying through all this. I must have been as frustrated and upset with the people who were hurting me as I was, now that I know that man has free will. Even looking at it now still upsets me. I feel the pain that goes through with this. So it's a powerful gospel for me. And it's interesting it comes during Holy Week. And I sort of prefer Holy Week to Christmas in that sense because of the hope. It gives them the understanding that somebody wants. And I like the Triduum, Holy Thursday and Good Friday. Because it's readings that I can relate to and the feelings of desperation. So that's why I chose those. I don't know what you think about those.
Wow. You certainly hit hard into my heart and memory. You speak of denial. I want to deny my own abuse. And in the deepest sense, but then the denial of people not prepared to listen deeply hurts inside. Because hearing your story is a story that needs to be heard. And needs to be heard by people who are willing and able to give hope to those who are hurting. And break down that denial, break down those barriers of, I don't want to listen, I daren't listen. And that's what really shook me inside this time. But then an amazing amount of honesty in the hope that you've got in Christ as a friend gives me a chance to have a think of that in my own life. Do I trust him as a friend? And as I can certainly start to look at that and just ponder the wonder of that friendship in its own right. Yeah, you've stunned me by what you've said in many ways. And give me a lot to think about in my own life and in the way I befriend and listen to other people. Well, thank you for what you've said.